ஓம் சாந்தி, ஓம் சாந்தி, ஓம் சாந்தி. வாட் இஸ் ஃபீல்ட் இன் சாந்தி, இன் பீஸ்? What is actually the purpose of searching for peace? Why do we say peace, Om Shanti? When we greet with peace, it means we love peace. We like peace. Peace is our natural nature. But a question arises, do we really love peace? Do we really like to be peaceful? Is it true our nature? And if it is our nature, what it is that we are not able to maintain peace? Very quickly one gets upset. Very quickly lose temper. And later on one repents. How could this happen? So again and again getting angry or getting upset, it has become a habit. And because of it has become habit, repeating again and again, and habit becomes, repetition of habit becomes nature. And as we know, repetition of nature then becomes sanskaras. And repetition of sanskaras in action becomes our personality. And we say, this person is very angry. This person has a very beautiful, peaceful nature. So what is missing? Though we like it, it is our nature. It's our natural personality. Why we become weak? Why are we defeated again and again? Because faith is lacking. Baba says, faithful intellect becomes victorious. Where there is faith, there is victory. Faith in the self, to believe that this is my true nature. Not only just I want to be peaceful, I like to be peaceful. I wish I could maintain my peace. But when we believe it, whatever we believe, that becomes real. Because that becomes living. Even imagination, you imagine something and you continue to have imagine and have faith. What is path of devotion? Non-living statues give the experience of being living. Some imagination, it has no basis, no foundation. And we imagine again and again. Imagination becomes living because we believe that this is what this person is doing. This is what this person is saying. This is what is happening with me. But the negative becomes very quickly living. Anything which is negative becomes very quickly real. Anything which is positive, it takes time because we are not reinforcing it. We are not believing it. We are not practicing it. And this is why we stop experiencing it. And faith, the foundation of faith is experience. You say, oh, I have experienced myself. And so most of the time we are experiencing tension. And so it is not easy for souls to believe that peace is our natural nature. Love for the self, love for peace. Love for the self means one of the qualities of myself. Love does not mean that I hug myself and, oh, I love myself. And I want to have constant happiness and constant peace. It means constant love, deep love. Whatever when love is there, unshakable love is there. It means nothing can, no doubt in at all, in myself at all. So no doubt in myself at all means complete faith in myself. So in myself it means the self, the living energy. And in that self, innate qualities, inner qualities, original qualities are purity, peace, love and happiness. But when we don't use it, we start losing it. We begin to feel empty. We begin to feel weak. And gradually, when weakness is increasing, inner sickness is increasing, doubt is increasing. Decay is taking place. So this is why it's very important. Do I believe myself as I am a soul? And if I believe it, how many minutes throughout the day I remember I am a soul? Only when I remember I am a soul, I can use my qualities. The more I use it, the more I make myself full because they increase it. You reinforce, you encourage yourself. And so you become full. By using it, we become full. By not using it, we lose it, we become empty. And so this is why Baba uses the word constant. Not sometime. Switch off and on, off and on. The energy does not flow. So it's constant, unshakable love. First for the qualities of the soul. And love means sustain them. The sign of love is to appreciate them. The sign of love to have faith in them. What result will be that there will be natural inner lightness, easiness. So yoga with Baba means yoga with my own qualities first. Constant love, unshakable love, and yoga. Unshakable love. When there is love, you let go easily. Love means let go. Let go of the weakness. Let go of influence. Let go of any kind of conflict that has taken place with somebody. And when I let go of negative force, I open the door for my own self-respect. I open the door of Baba's blessing to experience. When there is faith in the self, confidence in the self, there is courage. Courage to take a step. And there is openness to learn. Your heart is open to receive love from Baba. And when there is inner love for qualities, love for purity, love for peace, then you are able to experience Baba's love. There is the one thing is that we love God. We have faith in God. But real quality, real yoga is that Baba loves us. Real yoga, because it is relationship of the two. It's not only one. One-way love and faith is called devotion. The path of bhakti, devotees do have faith in God. Devotees do love God. But then that love is not actually with the faith that I love God. There is faith that God will fulfill what I love to have. Faith is there. But faith is that if I remember God, my wish will be fulfilled. So more love is what we want from God. See the attitude, the inner intention is to receive something from God. And that is also what we are asking for, what we love on the path of devotion. It's things which are perishable. So God gives imperishable things. God is subtle and gives also very subtle things. God is incorporeal, and when it's incorporeal, gives the things which are metaphysical and they are very powerful. Physical thing is changeable, easy to break. Metaphysical is subtle and very powerful. And the soul itself is also subtle, metaphysical. And in order to really experience God's love, what faith is needed? What faith is needed to experience God? And what is the method actually that God comes and gives love, showers love upon the children? I, the soul, which have been conscious of matter, body, for a long period of time. So it is a method. I have to let go this consciousness of the body, and then I open, God's love comes in. When I am body conscious and believe that I am so and so, I begin to believe that I need only worldly things support for what is needed for everyday life. But everyday life cannot work without the values which are in the soul, the original qualities of the soul. And so I, the soul, which had become matter conscious, body conscious, must practice to be soul conscious, bodiless. In order to experience God, the soul has to believe that I am soul. I am not this body. The moment I consider myself body, then the love that is gravity of this world, it remains on this physical level and it brings us down. It creates bondage in us. This love becomes a bondage because it becomes attachment. And it does not allow us to move. The bondage does not allow us to move forward. Bondage does not allow to go upward. It has a limitation. This is why it's called relationship with the body and bodily relations is not relation anymore. They cause sorrow. Love does not cause sorrow. Love brings freedom. Love is a quality. Only when it has spirituality in it, it has power. The moment it becomes conscious with the body, it becomes dependent. It loses its own freedom and it's called attachment. Attachment causes pain because there is fear of losing it. Because of fear is there. And love is protection. Love is support. So soul becomes conscious of using the qualities. In soul consciousness you become conscious. Soul conscious, we call it soul conscious. Conscious means you can communicate, you can recognize the other person, you can understand what other person is saying. In the same way, when I'm soul conscious, I can recognize God's love. Otherwise, I cannot recognize God's love. God's love is not gross, as God Himself is incorporeal. His love is also subtle and incorporeal. But the beauty is, it is making you feel, in this corporeal world you feel, this feeling, what is the feeling? It touches the heart. What is the heart? Heart of the soul. When you say, oh, I hurt, it hurt my heart, means it created the bad feeling, it created the sad feeling. So heart of the soul is the feelings. And love in the heart for God is you begin to feel closeness to God. You feel, you like to communicate, you need to have a light, beautiful, open heart conversation with God. And that becomes connection, relationship. Yoga means relationship. But Baba says, faith in the intellect brings victory. And faith is connected with intellect because the understanding is needed. Understanding that the way that incorporeal God gives love is also unique. His love is to protect us. His love is to make us strong. His love is to make us free from suffering, free from karma bondage. And in order to make us free, He has to give knowledge to us. So His love is in the form of knowledge. And this is why intellect has to be very clean. We should have clear understanding of how God showers love. His love, because He loves the soul, and His anyone who loves is your love. You love somebody, you cannot actually see them suffering. You don't want to see that they are poor. You don't want to see them they are weak. Instantly you want to see the upliftment in them, freedom in them from any kind of pain, any kind of suffering, any kind of bondage, any kind of weakness, any type of poverty, any type of problem. And so, God's love is in the form of knowledge. And if I am not appreciating love, the knowledge, the intellect cannot change the feeling of the mind. It is knowledge is coming in intellect. And in order to give knowledge, then what is it? Knowledge is not given from the soul world. Knowledge has to be given here in this corporeal world to dispel the ignorance, to remove misunderstandings, and to finish the blind faith. That is the purpose of God, God's knowledge. To finish the blind faith, because we had faith, but we had blind faith. And it was based on fear. If I don't believe in God, He will punish me. Now you cannot love someone who you have fear of punishment. So this is why God says, I come to give you inheritance. I come to give you award. I come to give you prize. And He gives so much that we were not aware that this is our property. Paradise is our property. Happiness is our property. Purity is our respect. He makes us aware what you had, what belongs to you. You are not even aware that belongs to you. So it is love makes us, His love makes us aware of what we have right for. So we are not beggar anymore. God's love liberates us from poverty. But this love first is in the form of mercy. When somebody is very poor, somebody is very sick, and help is given, that is called mercy. And so, at the time when all have become very poor and are begging, so for a beggar you have mercy, for a child you have love. So what am I? In order to experience God's spiritual godly love, Ishwariya love, I need to change the consciousness. I need to change this personality of being a beggar. If a beggar comes at your door, no matter how much love you have mercy for a beggar, you cannot expect a beggar would be allowed to go and sit in the house and claim everything. So beggar will be given whatever it is needed, perhaps much, much more than what is needed. He can be given, the Lord or merciful person can give the beggar something which can last for a long time, but still it is empty, is not allowed to enter the house. A servant has a right to enter the house and experience whatever the master has, can experience. If the weather is hot, can experience coolness, freshness. If it is cold, can experience the warmth in the house. But cannot claim or use anything without asking. And when the child is there, the father has love for the child and is not worthy, wants to make worthy. That is parents' love. So God is constant, benevolent, sadashiv, constant, benevolent. So either He gives benefit, benevolence in the form of mercy or in the form of wisdom, teaching, or in the form of giving inheritance. So Baba says, every day He says, my sweet children. He loves His children. He remembers His children. He remembers the children who are able to understand God's love is very elevated vision for us. Do I catch His vision? Do I catch His, just like parents, always parents, when they love their children, they have a very beautiful vision for the children. I want to make my children so and so. It's a vision of elevated stage. It's a vision of beauty. It's a vision of success. Is a vision of divinity. And this is what, like every mother likes to see her child very beautiful. And God's vision, God's love is that He wants to make us beautiful, He wants to see us beautiful. And when He loves us, then He certainly wants to decorate us. He wants to make all our organs so beautiful. Our vision divine, our attitude pure, our feeling benevolent feeling, our wish good wishes for everyone, our samskaras elevated. So do I really believe that His vision, is His love for me. And that vision He's showing, that this I want to make you. I want to make you a divine being. A Lakshmi Narayan, a perfect human being. So only when I believe that this is His love, and for that He wants me to become virtuous. He wants to me become viceless. He wants to me that I practice spirituality. Because it's spirituality, reality of soul consciousness. Real spirituality is the reality of soul consciousness. Then what is happening? My mind, my intellect, and my personality is in unity. Whatever I am thinking, I am feeling, I am understanding, I am experiencing, and I am expressing. That is spirituality. I am thinking, I am feeling, I am understanding, I am believing it, I am practicing it. It means I am expressing it, experiencing it, and others are also experiencing it. Because that becomes in action, its interaction with others. And so spirituality becomes reality when thought, words, vision and action are same. And that is actually divinity of a human being. So His vision and His love for us is to change us from human into deity. And for that He has to teach us. So do I love His teachings? To love God means to love His teachings. And when I learn it, so as a father, of course, He has a vision, but as a teacher, He has expectations that I act on it. Teacher would not love that I fail again and again. No. He is then not at that time merciful. He is totally detached. And we cannot understand that why Baba is not helping me. If He loves me, then He should do something. But He should not do. He has said, my love is that you have to become perfect and I let you practice. And so you have to pay constant attention. To experience God's constant love, I need to pay constant attention. And then for that, then when I am practicing something practically, then I have faith that this will become, it will bring success, it will bring victory. Because I am following God's direction. So it means faith, unshakable faith in God's directions and God's Shrimad. And to understand that He is expressing His love. God is expressing His love. But I don't believe it or I don't understand it, I'm not appreciating it. And when I'm not appreciating, I'm not actually creating this loveful relationship. You like it to have, but you don't appreciate. Anyway, the basis of love is appreciation, not only liking, supporting, believing. And so now God, the Supreme Beloved, comes from the soul world. In this dirty world, we are totally fallen down or drowning in the ocean of vices. And from pure world, incorporeal world, this totally pure world, the world of purity, the world of silence. He comes into world, noisy world, the world of conflict. He is beyond sound. And for my upliftment, he comes in the world of sound. He is bodiless, and because of my love, for me, he has love. He comes in corporeal form. So incorporeal becomes corporeal. But he says, in order to experience my love, you have to be bodiless. And then you will see the beauty of Baba's coming, the benevolence that is the in that love that he wants to save me from drowning. In a worldly sense, if a hero jumps in the ocean and saves the heroine falls in love. If somebody is in the with the hero, no, and if somebody is actually in the mouth of lion, and the hero comes and kills the lion and saves the beloved, then it becomes a story. It's a nice film. And here God comes for me and liberates me from the jaws of Ravan. Comes in the ocean when all are drowning, and I don't believe that he has saved my life. Faith. How much change has taken place since I am connected with him, since he has come. And if I don't have this unshakable faith, I cannot actually appreciate his love. So Baba comes for me, and because it is love, that not only he comes to liberate me, but he comes to offer something which I did not even know that I am worthy of. He makes me worthy. I was not so sensible. He makes me sensible. And constantly with patience. Constant patience. No matter how many mistakes we make, no matter how many times we fall, still with mercy and love he uplifts me. So I have to realize the purpose of God's coming is for my liberation. But I fall again and again with doubt, because I have not faith in my own self. And as I am not having faith in my own self, I cannot have faith in God. And this is why again and again he reminds us of all different titles. He gives us different titles, gives respect. You are an elevated soul. Expresses his love. You are the star of my eyes. You are the crown jewel. You are a victorious soul. You are a hero. Do I accept all this? And if I don't accept, my heart is not opened. And I cannot then have heart-to-heart conversation. And love means company and conversation. Conversation is when you really love someone, you want to spend time and you want to have a nice heart-to-heart conversation. When you love, you want to eat together, sit together, walk together, and express your feeling, what you wish. How do you want to be with him? That's why he expresses, no? He expresses, see, I have a body of light, and you have a muddy body. I am wearing the light dress, and you are wearing the dirty dress. How would it feel? The bridegroom is wearing shining dress, and the bride is wearing very muddy dress, very dirty dress. Do I really believe this relationship of Baba, my bridegroom, and I'm bride? And if I don't have faith, how can we have faithful then? How can I be loyal? How can I surrender myself and offer my feelings that yes, you belong to me and I belong to you? All this is connected with faith. This love, constant love, when faith is there, then no matter how much Maya wants to shake you, you will remain unshakable. Because Ravan tried to, because we belonged to Ravan before. We were loved by Maya. Maya loved us. Doubt loved us. We loved to have, even gossip was not good, but loved gossip. A laziness is not good, but we love laziness. Careless is not good, but we don't care. We have adopted this attitude. And we sustain that. We maintain that for a long period of time without realizing that we love Maya Ravan. And Maya, and then it is not anything else. It means our personality became more and more body conscious, and we switched off, we disconnected ourselves with spirituality and divinity and purity. And the result was, we lost our dignity. We were, did not feel ourselves, and that's why we call ourselves degraded from A grade, from the golden age, completely pure, divine, virtuous, viceless being. We lost our degree of purity, became silver-aged, became proper. When the golden stage was there, it was truth. And God is truth, He loves the truth. And so if I believe my true form, I can exchange this truth with Satguru, with light. And so His Shrimat is also for me to make powerful, because truth makes us fearless and knowledge removes our ignorance and blind faith. This is His love. And do I believe the truth Baba is teaching? It takes long time to believe the truth He is telling about golden age. The truth He is telling us about the subtle religion. The truth He is telling about how Maya causes sorrow and it takes you in the world of suffering. We suffer and yet we believe in vices. This is what we have been doing all the time. And so unshakable faith, unshakable love is only when I let go of the old ideas, old belief. If I love old ideas, I am the lake of sorrow. I am drowning in the world of sorrow. I am blocked and the energy cannot flow. So what God's vision is, that should be my vision. It is said, when you love someone, you begin to love what they love. That is the proof of love. If you love someone, you begin to love what they like and what they love. You. And so what Baba loves? What it is that Baba's personality? When love is there, it becomes similarity because the company colors. And that constant connection, company is yoga. Companionship is yoga. Relationship is yoga. And so then you begin to experience the love of different relationship with Baba. The love of the mother, that you feel that there's no worry at all. Like a little child, innocence. Our innocence grows and this great love of mother, you begin to feel, Baba, accept me as I am, what I am. This consciousness of I'm dirty, I'm weak, I'm downtrodden, that feeling changes and mother accepts me because it is the love of the mother. Doesn't matter the child becomes dirty, the mother holds the hand of the child, gives him nice wash, cleans him properly and gives a beautiful dress. And what is Baba's love? We were as we were, what we were, what we had become, totally degraded, totally impure. And here Baba accepts us. Every day gives a beautiful shower of knowledge, washes away all our impurity and gives this right consciousness of angelic consciousness, of pure consciousness, of elevated consciousness. The love of the Father, his Father's vision is always to be better, let my child be better than me. And parents serve, begin to serve the children, whatever is there, it is for the children, not for the self. And God's selflessness, this is his love, that he creates the kingdom, but he does not come in the kingdom. It's for us. Like parents renounce the things what they ought to have for the self, they give to the children. Do I see this God's love in this form? Or I just believe it granted, God does not take a body, does not come, but it at least he says, it's for you. So do I accept that for me, Baba creates paradise? He's creating heaven. Everything then again comes with the faith in the intellect. If I really believe, and then we say, but I have not seen golden age. I do not know the paradise will come or not. So believe it again, faith in the intellect. Constant faith. Constant connection. For example, if somebody tells a child that your grandfather had a big palace and a nice garden and about $1 billion money, and all what is there, some is put in this bank and some is put in that bank and this one, and that, but you will get it only when you are 21 years old. Now, child has not seen anything. Knows that there is a garden. Knows there is money in the bank. He believes it without seeing it. And here we say, I will believe only when I see it. At least he should give me a vision, trance vision. He should take me into trance and show. But Baba says, trance is only a vision. It's not a real. I want to give you real. And so we come real to get it real, experience it in reality, not like a dream. And so we say, perhaps Baba does not love me, he does not show me. The worldly thing I believe, but spiritual thing I don't believe. It means I don't have faith that what Baba is telling, it is true. So, and this is why the inner heart does not open. And so there is, and yoga can be in a very different way. Baba says, remember me and remember your inheritance. And inheritance will remind you, Baba. Baba's vision, parents' vision is very elevated. Believe in that vision and make my character, my features accordingly. So I give return of Baba's love by becoming so. By teachers' teachings, I give return of love by studying and putting that into practice. If Satguru's love is in the form of blessing and giving me power, and I keep this freedom from myself, from the influence of others, and maintain my state of truth, experience that blessing and purity. A friend of love of a friend, can open my heart and have heart-to-heart conversation. It's a relationship is to be formed before experiencing God's love. And once you begin to create a different relationship with God, you understand what His occupation is, what He has. And that is called different relationship with God, means yoga with Him, company with Him, companionship with God, obedient and faithful child of Him, helper of God. And the more I help, the more I experience blessings and love from Him. If you help somebody, you naturally get very close connection. And so God has come to establish the new world. Am I helping Him? He doesn't want anything as help. He wants help that I help myself. So I help myself, it means that I believe the faith, same faith in me that He has. Then drama will open itself, drama will show me, because drama is not anything else. Drama is the story He is telling, I have to act. When I act, it's drama. I understand the laws of nature, I understand the laws of karma. And so I perform elevated actions, I get the reward. The director loves me. Because I act according to His directions. And if I don't act according to His direction, then He has to become strong. It means I don't love my part. And if I don't love my part, I won't be doing right things. And then I feel guilty. I block myself. I cannot experience God's mercy or love. And so it means the secret is of constant yoga means forming all relationships with God with unshakable faith in knowledge, in myself, and help that Baba wants to give me and appreciate it. Because when you appreciate something, you get more. Even ordinary way as well. You go in somewhere or at your own home as well. Your mother has cooked some food or your wife has cooked or sister has cooked. And you say, oh, it was very tasty. Next time without asking, that person will cook something little bit better as well, more attention. He appreciated it. And if you did not appreciate it, now she's wondering whether you liked it or not. If I don't appreciate the knowledge, I cannot actually understand God's vision then. Understand it. Knowledge also, I need to, being soul conscious, I will understand Baba's knowledge. Because soul conscious is means three things are working. Not only my mind, not only my intellect, but my sanskaras. And that is what is the love is light. Love is openness. Love is vision. Love is eternal relationship. Benevolent love. While human beings love is not benevolent, it's not constant and it is not benevolent either. That love is blind. And Baba's love makes us enlightened. Makes us light, double light. So if I am believing in knowledge, I have faith in knowledge and faith in God's role at this confluence age, that He has come at this time in front of me, for me, and then faith in myself that I am capable, I am worthy to experience God's love by appreciating what He is giving, then you see the wonder of God's love. Then yoga becomes constant. Constant, because one relation or other, while even you are remembering, remembrance does not mean that you are just concentrating only the dot remembering what he said. If you sometimes you say, "Oh, I was remembering you. I wanted to telephone you and tell you the task you have told me I have done." "Oh yes, I was remembering you. You asked me to buy this object from that shop. Today I went and bought this for you. So I was remembering you to tell you I bought it." So remembering does not mean that you are focusing on the image. Remembrance means your conversation you had, you are remembering. The task that was given, you are remembering. You wanted to say something, you want your wish. That's called remembrance. So it makes different relationship are important, and that's why it's constant. Then it remains because we need something. We want to say something to Baba. We want to help Baba. So the mother, the father, the teacher, the friend, the beloved, the Satguru, companion, different relationships makes yoga constant. But basis is that now is the time, only this is the time when this is love could be understood and can be experienced. Later on, you experience mercy of God, not love. And there's difference between mercy and love. What is difference between mercy and love? Love is beforehand giving everything, preparing everything, supporting in every aspect. Beforehand, before you need. You don't even know, and gift is prepared from you. It's incognito, inner wish to express. Whether you need or not, you even don't know that you need it. That's love. Surprise. And mercy is afterwards. Some became sick, is fallen ill, or became bankrupt, or had some kind of difficult situations, many problems came, opposition came. Many problems are there and you cannot face it. So weak ones have experienced God's mercy afterwards. But love is before. And this is why he says, now I give my love. And then in the golden age you live that love. That love lives. And you live in that love, that's why you are satisfied, you don't even need to remember me. From the copper age, then we remember that love. And then we lose that power, what we, the love that he had taught, and then he comes and says, "Merciful, you have lost, you have forgotten." He became bankrupt, he makes us from pauper to a king again. From weak to have powerful again. From senseless to wise again. And that is love of total transformation, total purification of us. Om Shanti. Now let us experience and sit with all relationship with Baba, this benevolent love which is bringing the soul that power. Om Shanti.